If you live for the weekends and vacations, your shit is broken, Gary Vaynerchuk. The big secret in life is that there is no big secret. Whatever your goal, you can get there if you're willing to work. Oprah. People who succeed have momentum. The more they succeed, the more they want to succeed, and the more they find a way to succeed. Similarly, when someone is failing, the tendency is to get on a downward spiral that can even become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Tony Robbins. Successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. Jim Rohn. Why on earth am I reading these quotes from famous people who've killed it in business? I'm reading them as a way to remind me that there is work involved and getting the results and outcomes that I'm looking for in my own business and life. And while Gary Vaynerchuk is at the far end of the spectrum for me, I do understand why he says the following: if you live for the weekends and vacations, your shit is broken. I've given that quote in particular a lot of thought. And I think what he's saying is, if you're not willing to do the work for a sustained amount of time, then you're just never going to achieve the results that you're hoping to achieve. Now, I do believe in sleep. I am a fan of spending time with my family, and I do love going to happy hour with my friends. But each and every one of us is given 24 hours a day to do the things that we dream of doing. Are we willing to wake up earlier or stay up later? Are we willing to say no to the weekly happy hour? Or are we willing to invite people to our homes for a potluck instead? Maybe I don't socialize every week. Maybe it shifts to every other week so that I can get things done. This year in particular, I'm thinking a lot about what am I willing to do to get the outcomes that I'm looking for in life, love, and weight loss. So this episode touches on all of those things. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. I am your host, Michelle Jackson. And today I thought I would talk about something a little different. Girl Gone Frugal again is a podcast dedicated to those of us who are focused on bettering our financial lives, increasing our wealth through entrepreneurship, financial independence, retiring early, value-based spending, and just focusing on making choices that move our lives forward. So I thought I'd spend some time kind of reflecting on the fact that I found myself making moves that didn't move myself forward or backwards. It just felt like I was treading water. What am I talking about? So this year, I spent a lot of time working on educating myself so that I could run my online-based business better. By better, what I mean is better leverage the tools and resources out there that are making people a lot of money. But I found myself in a weird position. About a month ago, I'm in the process of boarding a plane to head towards Portland, Oregon. It was going to be my first time there, and from Portland, I was going to go to Seattle and then Seattle to Anaheim, California. In Portland, my purpose was to attend the Lola Retreat, which was absolutely phenomenal. The Lola Retreat was a women's financial retreat that was hosted by Emma Petit and Melanie Lockhart. And it was this transformative, amazing experience. But I'm going to be honest, as I stepped foot on the plane, taking yet another trip this year, I just felt like my focus for what I was trying to do, it just wasn't there. What do I mean by that? Well, what I've been trying to do is build a business, build income, and just make some changes so that I can move forward financially, personally, what have you. Every time I took a trip this year, I noticed that I started to resent it a little bit. Even though I was excited initially, by the time I actually started walking towards the plane, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to get there and it's going to be great, but then I'm going to get home and I recover and then I have another trip. Now, this year, to put it in perspective, I attended a conference here in Denver. I attended a conference in Huntsville, Alabama, the Austin of Alabama. Yes, there is actually an Austin of Alabama. If there would be one, it would be Huntsville. It was a lovely town. I went to a reunion that was for an organization that I belonged to called Up With People. It was phenomenal. It was also in Tucson in July. It was really freaking hot. Then I found my way to Portland, Seattle. I got the opportunity to watch the eclipse. And then I spoke at Podcast Movement as part of a panel that I put together on podcasting. As I looked back at all of this travel and opportunities and things like that, I was struck by the fact that even though these opportunities were wonderful, I was kind of tired and I was kind of feeling disconnected from my home, from people that I'm around typically all the time. I felt like I needed to spend more time with my mom. I felt like I needed more time just focusing on the things that I was trying to do. And I decided to put together this podcast to talk to you, dear listeners, about those moments when you know that your actions aren't really where your heart is at. This was one of them where I just was like, you know what? I'm sick of traveling. Have you noticed that when you have a trip, you kind of gear up, you're all excited, you're researching, and then you get there and you're all excited, you're at the location, and then it's time to get back and you're in recovery mode? Well, I've discovered for every trip that I went on this year, I needed at least a week of recovery. And that was an issue for my business. So what the heck is my business? I'm doing a couple of things. I'm launching a coaching business. That is a new component to my online-based business that's happening this fall. I am growing my websites. I went through a rebrand. I've just discovered there's some technical issues with the website and getting that fixed. But I'm going through all these changes. And I don't regret the things that I did this year, but I'm really dissatisfied with what I feel are extreme lack of results. And by that, what I mean is receipts, money, cash, you know, dollar bills. And the reason why I'm a little frustrated is I think for everyone, whether you are in a 9-to-5 position or you're working for yourself, there comes a time when you have to start making some decisions. Those decisions, some people will frame them as sacrifices. I personally frame them as choices. So for the next 12 months, with the exception of visiting my grandma or going to FinCon, because that's already a done deal, I'm already going and I'm very excited about this, I have no desire whatsoever to leave Colorado. Why? Because I'm trying to make things happen and I need to be able to focus. I can't focus and it's driving me crazy. And for those of you listening, have you ever had that experience where you're just trying to make things happen, but you're always a little distracted? Your foot is always one step out of the door. You're just not completely invested because you're not completely there. If that's the case, I would highly recommend that you do a couple of things. Look at what you're doing. Again, at this point, I don't regret the events that I attended, but moving forward, I don't need to go to another conference. In fact, I will attach a link to a blog post that I wrote about the fact that I'm really not interested in going to any more conferences because there's a point where you have to implement the information that you're given. I am in a mastermind group. I have accountability partners up the wazoo. And one of the things that I've discovered is, for the people that I know who've made life-changing money, they just one day made some tough decision. And it's interesting because I listened to a podcast interview that one of them did recently. I'm not going to say who this person is, but we will say that this person's making bank, okay? And they basically said the following. They're like, I knew that I needed to spend 1 year grinding. If my house was dirty or a little messy, it didn't matter. I knew that I could make a huge difference in my life and my family's life by sacrificing or really making choices to have the success that I was trying to have. And for me, it really resonated with me where I thought, I'm sick of not attracting the results that I'm hoping to attract. And so I had to have a little come to Jesus moment with myself. And I thought, what is the difference between what I'm doing and what I perceive other people to be doing who are achieving a high level of success? And I'll tell you the difference. Every single action that they take is focused on moving them forward in whatever it is they're trying to have success in, whether it's earning more money, losing weight, falling in love, whatever it is. And as I'm trying to lose weight, I'm trying to fall in love, and I'm trying to grow my business, I just decided that if I were going to find someone to fall in love with while traveling, I would have done that already. And in fact, I've done it many times, even though that sounds funny. And clearly, that hasn't worked for me. Traveling and flitting here and there, going to conferences. Conferences are great until they aren't. And it's not that the information that they're sharing isn't helpful, isn't transformative, isn't giving people like myself an opportunity to grow their business. But there's a point where you just have to grind, where you have to get things done, where you have to have clarity of focus, where you have to have all distractions gone. So I had to make some choices. And the choices are not that hard because I started finding that I was resenting all these trips. So as I gear up for one last hurrah, going to FinCon this year, I'm actually absolutely excited about it. I'm also absolutely excited about not getting on another plane, not going anywhere, not having to gear up for an event, and just being able to focus so I can get the results that I'm hoping to get in my business. If this resonates with you, drop me a line on my blog post or just subscribe to the show on iTunes. Leave a review. Typically, I don't do these meandering thoughts like this for my podcast episodes, but I felt like it was really important to talk about the fact that sometimes you just have to decide. And I've decided, as much as I love to travel, it's become a distraction. As much as I love conferences, even if I'm speaking at them, it's become a distraction. As much as I love learning new things, until I can implement the stuff that I've learned from previous opportunities, it's a distraction. And for those of you who aren't moving forward in your businesses, with your blogging, with your podcasting, setting up systems, things like that, you need to sit down and think about what can you do to make things work better for you with the goals that you've set for yourself. If you can hear the puppy barking, that's because my neighbor just left and the puppy's like, why did you leave me? Can you hear that? Usually the puppy just gets used to it after a while. But anyway, so I'm going to leave you with a couple of tasks. 2017 is winding down and a lot of people are going to scramble to try and make money in this final quarter. But really, this is the moment also that sets the scene for the next year. What are you going to do to grow your business from now until this time next year? Now, am I saying that I won't go to my two favorite conferences next year? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is all these other random ass things that I've been going to, I'm really not wanting to go to. I'd rather just stay at home, go snowboarding in the mountains, go hiking, just be a part of Denver life save my money, and make things happen while grinding it out. I hope that this has been inspirational, helpful, or just reassuring that you're not the only one out there who might be feeling the same way about your business, about love, about transforming your life, especially if it's not happening at the pace that you want it to. Sometimes you just have to dig deep, get down and dirty, and just make choices that feel really hard at the time. I will say this, if you live to be 85, it puts things in perspective. So I'm going to grind it out for about the next year or two, and I'm fine with that. I am fine with that, because if I'm living to 85, 90, 95, what's 2 years of grinding so I can get great passive income? And for those of you who are wondering what my ultimate goal is, it's passive income. And it's not freelance writing, which I don't consider passive whatsoever, because you are actually actively writing. I want to have multiple streams of income coming in with a specific focus on passive income. I want to wake up and have payment notifications. I get them, but I don't get them at the level that I'm hoping to have them. I'm not getting them at the level that I'd like to have them at. So that means I'm going to be working hard, and I'm okay with that. I just wish this freaking heat would end so that I could begin exercising. I just can't take this heat anymore. But anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful day. I wish you the best of luck with your future business endeavors or your current ones. Please email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com if you have anything you'd like to talk about. Until next week, bye.